It's so good that so many of you have expressed a desire to speak about Herman from your memories and your experience with him. I would like to ask Wally Collier to come at this time.
We have lost a man that has been very special to each of us. You know, it's interesting, when we went to the nursing home, the last place he was, they said, does he have a family? And of course, in a physical way, Herman had no family. And yet, as I think back on all those years that we knew Herman, Herman probably has the largest family of any man I've ever known. He had many children and many grandchildren. There were teenagers that would go to him and write letters and listen to him and talk to him. He had time to listen. And he had a wit and a humor that always came through. And he enjoyed life. In fact, the first thing I wrote is that Herman was young all his life. He had a zest about him. And he was blind, and yet you didn't feel sorry for Herman for being blind. We just had an interesting thing when we mentioned about Herman, the Carter's little girl. She said, you mean Herman? You mean Herman that came to our school? You know, and that was over in Kings Park. How many school children were able to see a blind man that was excited to show them what Braille was like and to tell them how it was exciting to be alive and to show him his watch that they could touch. He just had such an excitement about being with people. And just like Bill has said, he loved people. And he loved relationships. And he relished memories of things that had gone by. And he remembered every detail. There were so many things that he put into himself and enjoyed. I too remember the scene Sunday after Sunday when the little children would come up to his place in the pew over here and reach their little hands out for candy, and yet they also reached out for his hand, and he would hold their little faces and talk to them. And he had a gentle touch, and he had time for these little children. So many times we were so busy with our things. And yet the first thing he always did was get his candy, because he had to have his candy for his kids. The things he shared with openness and enthusiasm. He loved to talk, and he loved to listen. Well, his body lasted a long time. He went through many trials, but his body wore out. But one thing that didn't wear out was his mind. He had one of the most alert and active minds I've ever known. He was hungry for knowledge. I still remember walking in his room and finding stacks of books that he was listening to on the records and talking about current events and the Mets and all the things that are going on. He's really a challenge to us not to get sloppy and allow life to pass us by. He always reached out for more. He wasn't one to just sit around. And I remember every year when he would go on his pilgrimage to the Southwest to meet friends that he had known here. Year after year, he couldn't see a thing, and yet he traveled all over from Colorado to Texas to visit people. Well, he got too sick to go the last year or so, but that didn't stop him, because David Powell and his wife were invited to say, well, you come here and see me, and I'll pay your way. Well, they came, and I still remember David calling us and saying, what am I supposed to do? Herman wants to go on a Circle Line tour around the city. And of course, we agreed that if Herman wanted to do that, that's what Herman needed to do. And they made it, and David with fear and trembling, took Herman with him, and they had a wonderful day together. And I still remember, too, at Thanksgiving at the home, there were a lot of people there that really had died in their minds. They weren't alive like Herman. And he said, you know, I want to say something. And he asked the people running the home, he says, now, will you let me talk at Thanksgiving? I have something to say. He said, I want to tell these people how fortunate they are and how blessed and thankful they should be for being in this place. And that's the way he was. And he didn't have much use for people that gave up. And I think it was a beautiful trait. He believed in living as long as he was here. And to get on a personal level, Herman spent many hours in our home. He was, to us, part of our family. He was our grandfather. We had moved away from our physical relatives, but we had a grandfather in our home that loved to be there, and he had a beautiful smile across his face as he held our children as they were born and as they grew up. And he would spend time talking and listening. I still remember Stephen sitting at his feet listening to all the stories as he was little. And then Stephen talking and talking and talking and talking. And Herman loved it, and he listened to every word. Each of our children have been blessed by Herman and by his wit, by his love. He had time for them. He had time and gave them something that was needed. He really cared. And I think that now that he has left us here, he has a beautiful time now to continue in this relationship, a relationship that began here but will never end. And we're thankful that he's now with the Lord and can continue this beautiful life with the Lord.